Supplier Relationship Management, SRM. Much like customer relationship management, supplier relationship management is a business philosophy. Many organizations use supplier relationship management to develop and maintain long-term supplier relationships. The ISCM Supply Chain Dictionary defines supplier relationship management, SRM, as follows: a comprehensive approach to managing an enterprise's interactions with the organizations that supply the goods and services the enterprise uses. The goal of SRM is to streamline and make more effective the processes between an enterprise and its suppliers. SRM is often associated with automating procure-to-pay business processes, evaluating supplier performance, and exchanging information with suppliers. An e-procurement system is often an example of an SRM family of applications. SRM is often accompanied by software tools of the same name to help not only purchasing, but also marketing, engineering, and production planning to communicate with suppliers regularly, as well as to monitor and control these relationships. Organizations need to develop and apply effective communication techniques with their suppliers and other supply chain partners. Effective communication requires making this a deliberate process that involves not only providing and soliciting information and feedback, but also a process to incorporate feedback into planning early. Some communications are best enhanced with technology or collaboration tools so that they can occur automatically and in near real time or on a schedule, while others are best handled using person-to-person conversations, which could also be enhanced, such as with video chat. Determine preferred communication channels and methods and use them. Technology can provide translation services, but note that cultural differences still need to be respected. To accomplish this, differences specific to the given culture need to be understood. Adding staff with specific international experience may help. Providing information in the form of numeric information presented using visual aids, such as charts, can also help since these have less room for ambiguity and require little or no translation. The communication process needs to respect the information needs of the given audience, for example, engineers versus executives. Commercial versus government interests may also come into play in effective communications if the government is the organization using SRM to buy goods and services from private sector suppliers. Certain commercial sector industries are also heavily government regulated. Communications, negotiations in these cases, need to ensure transparency and adherence to formal processes and compliance mechanisms. Communication channels need to be leveraged on a regular basis to minimize suppliers becoming yet another silo that only gets critical information too late to provide critical feedback. Feedback needs to be solicited early and often from stakeholders. Define clear expectations. Get the supplier to define clear expectations too. Effective communication techniques require developing formal and informal intercommunication channels that are open and transparent. Formal channels could take the form of inviting key suppliers to partake in business planning sessions, plus in regularly scheduled meetings to discuss tactical or operational issues. This could include collaboration at the S and OP level. Regular performance reviews are another example. At the operational level, there should be a process to resolve operational or logistics issues, for example, over, short, and damage, quickly and efficiently, which may need to rely on automation. For example, a dashboard for open issues, resolution steps, and related record creation or record finding. Informal communication channels are needed too. They enable questions to be answered and issues to be discussed and solved quickly. It is a best practice to limit the overall number of parties who are communicating, such as by having a team lead be a designated communicator for a given team, who will then internally communicate with their team. This reduces communication complexity and reduces chances for communication errors or oversights. However, representatives from different functional areas at each organization should each have a voice. Here are some areas that are especially important to develop effective communication channels with suppliers. Procurement planning. Determine how well supplier capabilities align with the organization's needs. Discuss desired capabilities. Provide information about product and service needs and requirements early so there will be time to make effective plans that can meet cost and time targets. New product introduction, NPI, early supplier involvement enables collaboration that has fewer costly redesigns to better fit market requirements, save money, increase quality, and reduce time to market or lead times. Product lifecycle changes. Products that need new manufacturing environments or will be discontinued are communicated early so suppliers can make new plans, help manage supply chain inventories, minimize obsolete inventory, and ensure a smooth transition to new products. Engineering change control. Use a formal process to share technical quality specifications and engineering changes. It should include how the documents and drawings are submitted, reviewed, traced, and communicated within each organization by an agreed-upon effectivity date. This can help minimize scrap, rework, or other quality failures. Risk management. Risk management activities need to be done by the party that is best able to assess or handle each risk most effectively and efficiently. Sometimes this will be the supplier. Create a two-way sharing of assessment findings. For example, geopolitical or compliance risks and coordinate responses or contingency plans. Risks such as material shortages should be known early in this way. Supply chain inventories. Inventories can be staged at multiple points in a supply chain, and the inventory in the system and technology should automate visibility for each party so they can manage buffer inventories properly, not overproduce, and reduce risk of stockouts. Future demand. Communicating demand for supplier materials helps reduce the bullwhip effect and can help the supplier increase or decrease capacity or manage lead times efficiently. If suppliers are being asked to base production on a forecast, the organization may need to formally share that risk by committing to purchase certain long lead time components or providing a letter of intent. Procurement and other participants need to collaborate. Conventionally, procurement and purchasing were thought of as the sole responsibility of the procurement and purchasing functional areas. Often this meant that there was a disconnect between marketing engineers and production planners and their supplier counterparts. Marketing needs to ensure that purchases reflect actual customer requirements. Engineers need to clearly specify these requirements. Purchasers also need to work alongside production planners and shop floor personnel to ensure that the right things are received when they are needed to satisfy demand and that costs for rejects, scrap, rework, and inventory are not more than the money saved in finding cheaper suppliers or ordering in bulk. At the very least, clearly defining product specifications has become critical to reducing net costs, as opposed to lowering costs in one area while increasing them in others. Going a step further, many organizations collaborate with suppliers on product specifications to help reduce costs while maintaining the needed form, fit, and function of the materials at the right quality levels. Purchasing may also be directly involved in fulfilling social mandates for sustainable sourcing. In addition to adding value by reducing net costs, purchasing may be involved in helping find materials that are order qualifiers. The material fulfills the minimum requirements for purchase consideration or order winners. The material has characteristics that differentiate it from what the competition is offering. Depending on the customer base and the organizational strategy, this could be a product that can sell for less than the competition's actual cost or a grade of material that adds more value than it costs. Supplier segmentation. Supplier segmentation involves developing categories of suppliers so that each category can have a different strategy and tactics. Just as treating all customers as if they were the same can lead to poor marketing and selling strategies, treating all suppliers as if they were the same can lead to inefficiencies or poor supply chain responsiveness. Supplier segmentation is a key tool to move an organization toward having a responsive supply chain. While many organizations used to base supplier selection on finding suppliers who could minimize costs, such as by leveraging economies of scale and low wages in one country, today's market is placing significant stress on responsiveness. However, since responsiveness has a cost, this becomes a dilemma for cost-competitive models. Supplier segmentation is useful in maintaining the cost and responsiveness balance. Supplier segmentation increases responsiveness without significantly increasing costs because it helps organizations with complex networks of suppliers manage their risks and responses. Cost and risk analyses can be simplified when suppliers with similar attributes can be analyzed together. Furthermore, a set of suppliers can be developed that can all be selected as a group when strategy needs to shift. Supplier segmentation is also ideal for organizations pursuing strategies other than low cost. Organizations can devise unique methods of segmentation that benefit their industry and business model. The following are forms of supplier segmentation. Ideal relationship type. Segmenting suppliers by ideal relationship type involves analyzing what a supplier would bring to some form of strategic partnership if one were to be pursued. Supplier capabilities. Segmentation by supplier capabilities helps organizations that compete on a focus or differentiation basis by segmenting suppliers based on their ability to deliver on the key business objectives at the core of these strategies. Suppliers will also have areas of specialization and so can be categorized by purchasing type, such as all sheet metal suppliers. Customization versus standardization. Some suppliers will specialize in being responsive and able to provide custom solutions, while others will specialize in providing standardized solutions at economies of scale. Level of innovation. Some suppliers are better partners when working to develop innovation in a product's design. Lead times. Grouping suppliers by similar lead times might help organizations when scheduling orders for goods, possibly by allowing certain shipments to be grouped together.